From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S.-backed alliance of rebel groups known as the Syrian Democratic Forces has launched an operation to retake the northern Syrian city Raqqa, known as the de facto capital of Islamic State. It coincides with the assault to liberate the IS-held Iraqi city of Mosul. The ground operation involving Arabic and Kurdish forces is to be backed by U.S. airstrikes. U.S. Anti-IS Coalition Special Envoy Brett McGurk said there is no coordination with Damascus.
We do not coordinate with the government of Bashar al-Assad. We have no relationship with the government of Bashar al-Assad. We believe that so long as Bashar al-Assad is in power, the civil war, which is basically destroying the western side of that country and has destroyed most of Syria, will continue.
David Lesh of Trinity University said among the complications of the operation, coordinating closely with Turkey, which is opposed to Kurdish involvement.
One assumes that all of this has been worked out between the United States and Turkey and their respective allies inside Syria. But, you know, we'll see. The Syrian Democratic Forces, which a large amount of whom are Kurdish YPG forces opposed by the Turks. You know, my sense is that some of the diplomatic complexities, particularly between the SDF and the Free Syrian Army and their respective outside supporters and negotiations, particularly between the U.S. and Turkey, still have to be worked out.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met Sunday with his Turkish counterparts on the new offensive in Ankara. Hundreds of Moroccans marched to Parliament Sunday in Rabat, ongoing protests over the gruesome death of a fish vendor. The death of Mohsin Fikri triggered the largest protests in Morocco since 2011 when the so-called February 20th movement organized demonstrations for reform in the kingdom inspired by the Arab Spring uprisings. This is VOA News.